Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah takes place May 15th to the 17th, 2020, at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information.
Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by Enfilade. Enfilade is a flagship historical wargaming convention for the Northwest Historical Miniature Gaming Society. Enfilade is held annually over Memorial Day weekend at the Red Lion Inn in Olympia, Washington. Enjoy the largest historical miniature gaming convention west of the Mississippi at Enfilade. Visit www.nhmgscitadel.com for more information. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by The Wargaming Company. Wish you could play a great Napoleonics wargame that's different from the same old stuff? Try ESR. ESR makes Napoleonics accessible, a complete system with you as the core commander. Start an army with ESR box sets or use your existing collection. It's meaty enough for diehards, but friendly for newcomers. Visit thewargamingcompany.com. Hi everyone, this is Jonathan J. Reinhardt coming to you. So, I'm recording this on Friday, June 18th, 2021. And this weekend, here in the United States, we have a couple holidays we're celebrating. And one that I want to just take a moment to talk about is Father's Day. It's a day that we use here to celebrate all the fathers around. Our fathers, grandfathers, those who are step-parents, stepdads, and adoptive dads, and men who are like fathers. Generally, all those who are there for us, who have served as male role models for us in our lives. And I've been thinking lately about how hard life has been for everyone, and for parents in particular, I think. And with this being Father's Day weekend, I kind of wanted to take a moment to talk to all of you. I want you to know that although the pandemic is getting better and parts of the world are opening up, here in the United States we are, restrictions are being lifted and quarantines are gone and all that sort of stuff, all that time has really left a mark on everyone. And I think it's wounded dads in particular. The stereotype is that men and fathers really have to be strong, wear the shield for our families, that we take all the arrows that come, that we protect and nurture, and that we're the providers. And to some degree, that stereotype is true, right? But it's not true for everyone. And even when it is true, it can be beneficial, but it also can be harmful. It wasn't that long ago, back in May, actually, that it was Mental Health Awareness Month, a month dedicated to focusing on good mental health practices and towards caring for others and for those who suffer from battles with mental health ailments. I'm one such individual. I've been open about that on the show, but my struggles with clinical depression and all sorts of anxieties and just my battles on it every day is hard. It's very, very hard for me. And I'm not alone. I know many other individuals also suffer from various mental health ailments. And still, in many parts of the world, there's a stigma attached to it that it needs to be hidden away and that we can't talk about it and that there's something wrong with individuals who have it. And I'm not saying everyone who suffers has a mental illness. I'm not saying all fathers have mental illnesses or all parents do. But I think that, in part because of the pandemic, a lot of similarities exist where what those who have mental illnesses go through has been, to some degree, felt by everyone. And like I said, I think it's really hard on parents. I think it's been extra hard on parents, and it's extra hard on fathers to deal with all this, to deal with all this loss, whether there's been loved ones who've passed away or friends, loss of jobs, reduction in hours or income. That can really strike at the core for many fathers who have the stereotype of being the providers and being the ones to support and to care and protect their families. And when these things are taken away from you, or when your ability to do that is diminished, it can hurt. It can wound you really deeply. And I think it's important to acknowledge that and to note it, but also to not let it take control of you and to not let it consume you. Many times I think parents try really hard, and I think dads try really hard, and parents and fathers are torn in many, many directions and don't know what to do and try their best. I know I do, and I know I often feel like a failure. I feel like no matter what I do, it's not good enough. I also know I'm not alone in that. Some of you who've listened to the show for a long period of time may know of my love for Mr. Rogers. He was, for those who don't know, a TV children's personality here in the United States. He was also an ordained minister in the Presbyterian faith, and he used his television show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, to reach out to children, to provide a safe space for them. He would refer to it as hallowed ground, so that kids knew that they were loved and appreciated, that they weren't alone, and to allow them to feel all the things that they were feeling and to know that it was okay, and to know that even if they didn't always have a grown-up nearby to take care of them, that they were valued and their feelings are valid and that they matter. And there's a bunch of books out with quotes and thoughts and musings from him, some of his writings, and I've been reading one. Actually, it's called Many Ways to Say I Love You, Wisdom for Parents and Children from Mr. Rogers. For those who are familiar with Mr. Rogers, know that he has a song that he wrote, Many Ways to Say I Love You. But there's one little section in it that I'm just going to quote here. And he says, quote, "Society is asking so much of parents and caregivers in today's world. Make sure your child is safe and healthy. Develop routines, set limits. Read to your child each night at bedtime. Help your child feel secure and loved. And all that is added to other things we're already doing in our lives. Many adults feel that they are falling short in one, if not all, of the assignments of their lives. They often feel they are failures." Well, people are not failures when they're doing the best they can. If parents are managing to cover most of the important bases most of the time, they have every reason to feel good about who they are and what they're doing. Our performance doesn't have to be measured against anyone else's, just against our own abilities to cope, unquote. Recently, actually, in therapy, I've talked about my feelings of failure, about how I don't feel that I'm a good enough father for my girls. And my therapist has repeatedly said, and it's something that is hard for me to acknowledge, is that it's not a matter of being the perfect father or being a good or great father, whatever those things mean. It's about being the best father you can be to your kids. And that whatever father you are, as long as you're trying, you're doing it with love, you're doing it with kindness, and you're really doing whatever your best is, whatever that is, that's what matters, because you are the best and only father to your kids. Whether you have one, whether you have 100, whether they're adopted, whether you're a stepfather, whether they're natural and biological, it doesn't matter. You are who they have. You are who they look up to. And a friend told me recently that she thinks that I often probably look at myself very differently than my kids do. That my daughters probably look at me in a way that's far more loving and accepting than I look at myself. And I bet she's right. And I truly believe that many of us are harder on ourselves and less able to accept the good within us and the positive things that we do than others are. And so as hard as it is, I think it's really important to try to step outside of ourselves if we can and try to look at ourselves more objectively. And a good way to do that, at least for me anyway, is to see how others view me and to ask them if I don't know. So dads, you might be hard on yourselves. And you might think at times that you're failing or you're a failure. You might think that sometimes you're not doing well enough. And other times you might think you're hitting it out of the park. That you're, quote, hashtag nailing it, right? None of us are perfect. We're all human. We're all doing what we can. Life is hard. And no matter what, this is the one shot we have. And whatever we do, we have to try to do it with love and kindness. I want you all to know that I see you. I hear you. You're not alone. You are valued. You are important. You matter. And if ever you're having a bad day, or something seems really tough, or you just seem to feel that no matter what, you're just not doing it. It's just not fitting right for you. Please know you're not alone. And for me, and again, everyone is different, but for me, one thing I find that really helps is a hug for my kids. Just going over and giving them a big old squeeze. And maybe your kids are going to protest. Maybe they're old enough that they have kids of their own or they've moved away or whatever. Or maybe it's not possible for whatever reason. But think of those happy moments and those warm moments, the ones full of love. Think of those and try to allow those to sustain you and to carry you through the hard moments. And remember that no matter what, you are the only father your children have. Whether you have one or 100, it doesn't matter. They look to you for how men should act. They look to you for how a husband should behave or a boyfriend. They look to you to see how things work in the world. You're not alone. You might have a spouse or a partner or family or friends who can support you and who your child or children can look to as well. But you're the only father that they have. It's not about being good. It's about being good enough. You're not alone. We are a community here at Wargaming Recon. We are here for you. Always know that we are a safe space. You can feel free to reach out to us. And I just want to say how grateful I am to each and every one of you and how thankful I am to the men in my life who've been there and who have helped me to be who I am. I often talk about the strong women who've raised me, but I have been so blessed to have two incredible male role models in my grandfather who has passed and my father who've helped to teach me how to be a man, how to be a husband, how to be a father. And it's, can't imagine who I would be without having had them in my life. Yes, as men and as fathers, we try to be strong, we try to protect, we try to provide. But it's okay to fall apart sometimes. It's okay to not be strong all the time. It's okay to need a helping hand. Just remember, tacos fall apart, but we still love them. Thank you for listening to this. We'll have a new episode for you soon. I hope you all have a very happy Father's Day. Whether you're a dad, you have a dad in your life, a stepdad, an adoptive dad, a father figure, someone who has served in that role for you. If you can, try to take the time to thank them. And if you are one of those individuals, as hard as it is to accept gratitude from others, try to open yourself up to that and to allow others to express their love and support and appreciation of you. As always, you know the drill. No matter how busy you are, no matter what's going on, no matter how much time you spend in thinking, oh man, I love being a dad. It's incredible, but it's also hard. Know that you have to keep on gaming. Are you always on the go? Why not take Wargaming Recon with you? If you use an app like Pocket Casts, you can listen to your favorite episodes of Wargaming Recon on your mobile device. Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the TSR Podcast Network. Visit wargamingrecon.com/TSRPN for more information and to learn about the other good shows on the network. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Wargaming Recon is dedicated to the memory of longtime listener Andrew. I ask all listeners to join me in a moment of silence in memory of Andrew. Thank you to everyone who backed our 2020 podcast season on Kickstarter. In particular, I would like to thank Bob Yates, Cigar Box Battle, Enfilade Convention, Jason Elliott, leader of TSR Games, John Vogel, Lead Bears Tufts, Nate Taylor of Dwarven Forge, Ryzen Phoenix GameCon, and Stefan Pagoni, founder of Dwarven Forge. We couldn't have been successful without the help of all of you. Thank you so very much, and hope you are enjoying this 2020 podcast season. Wargaming Recon is made possible by listeners like you. Become a Patreon backer to get behind-the-scenes content and new episodes before everyone else, starting at $1 per month. Visit wargamingrecon.com/Patreon to become a Patreon backer. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by The Wargaming Company. Wish you could play a great Napoleonics wargame that's different from the same old stuff? Try ESR. ESR makes Napoleonics accessible, a complete system with you as a core commander. Start an army with ESR box sets or use your existing collection. It's meaty enough for diehards, but friendly for newcomers. Visit thewargamingcompany.com. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by Enfilade. Enfilade is a flagship historical wargaming convention for the Northwest Historical Miniature Gaming Society. Enfilade is held annually over Memorial Day weekend at the Red Lion Inn in Olympia, Washington. Enjoy the largest historical miniature gaming convention west of the Mississippi at Enfilade. Visit www.nhmgscitadel.com for more information. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah takes place May 15th to the 17th, 2020, at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information.